So there is so much that I can say about Christ, but I don't have that much time. So I really just kind of want to paint a picture of the restoration that Christ has done in my life. And so to do that, first I want to paint a picture of who I was before I knew Christ. So I was not raised in a Christian home. When I was 5 years old, my father did undercover narcotics work. So we moved away and we were undercover. And we were there for about a year. And at the end of that year, he committed suicide. I have a brother who's mentally challenged. So we moved back to Nebraska. And my mom had to work 2 to 3 jobs taking care of me and my brother. I did everything I could, my duty. I had to be strong. I had to cope with that. I didn't have time for emotions. So I built up this wall, and I became, that was my coping mechanism for many years. But as I got older, that didn't help anymore because I had become very cold. I had become very distant. I was able to compartmentalize everything in my life. And over the years, it just got worse, and it just created this gaping hole in my soul where I felt like I needed to fill it with degrees, with people, with relationships. And that led to sin, and it led to guilt, and it led to all this emptiness, to the point where I had worked crime scene in Omaha, and I would see numerous horrible things. I would see death on a daily basis, the things that people are capable of, and I would look at these children, at these people on this autopsy table, and it wouldn't faze me at all. I had no regard for life. I had no regard for anything. I wore that as a badge of honor, that nothing affected me, that I had no emotion. I figured somebody has to do this job. It might as well be me. And so I carried that for a long time. It just created these walls, and it left me feeling completely dead inside, absolutely dead, not able to enjoy anything. I had no real joy in my life, and I filled that hole with sinful relationships, with pride, with all of these things that just weren't filling that hole. And meantime, after my dad had died, my mom had remarried, and we grew up with my stepdad, and I was actually raised Catholic, but that didn't make any difference because I didn't know the gospel. I didn't know who Jesus was. None of that had had its way in my heart. And so this carried on for years and years. And when I was 27 years old, I found myself in the middle of this, still broken, still dead inside, still no real joy in my life. I was trying to find joy in everything but where joy is actually found, and that's in Christ. And so here I am, this puddle of brokenness on the floor, and I'm thinking, this has got to be better. There's got to be something more than this. What am I missing? What am I not doing? Am I not smart enough? Am I not pretty enough? Am I not skinny enough? Am I not lovely enough for someone to love me? I just felt completely unloved, and I felt completely broken. And it was like out of the dark. It was like I had never heard. I mean, everybody in history knows who Jesus is, but I didn't know who Jesus was. I've always known there's a God, but I didn't know God. And so at that point, it was like all of a sudden I knew, I don't know who this Jesus guy is, but I know I need him. And at that point, it was like I finally realized this isn't going to cut it anymore. The way I've been living my life is not going to work. It's only going to lead to a path of more and more brokenness and me feeling hollower and more hollow inside. And nothing is going to be able to fulfill that. So at that point, that's when I realized Jesus needs to come in and save this mess of a wreck that I am, that my life is. And so at that point, I gave my life to him. But I still had trouble letting go of those sinful patterns that I had established over 20-some years. And so it was through, after that, I faced quite a few trials. But I knew that, okay, I have this newfound hope on life. So you can't deal with them the same way that you had dealt with them in the past. And so I had started to really trust in him and really grow in that. And in that, he had brought so much conviction in my heart about the things, the habits, the behaviors that I had learned to hold on to over the years as this coping mechanism of dealing with life. And so I started to become really convicted of that. And I started to weed out so many of these things that I had done or things that I had clung to replace that. And finally, my cherished sin, the sin that I did not want to let go of. I let Christ into every other area of my life, but I wouldn't let him into this part. And so finally, I knew that I wasn't going to go any further unless I gave that to him. I can't claim to have Christ, but not let him have every single part of me. And I realized the time for obedience is now. And so I obeyed, and I laid that down. And it was like when I finally did that, the last final wall broke down. It shattered. And I felt as though my soul was brought back into a whole piece, because I'd felt as though I had given pieces of myself, pieces of my body, my soul, to all this sin out there. And so I felt left with nothing. And it was like when I finally let him in, he gathered all those pieces together and he brought me back to this one being. And he said, I love you and I will make you whole. And he's done just that, and he's allowed me to truly feel joy. And that is why gratitude is not a problem for me, because every time I think about who I was versus who I am now, absolute stark difference, night and day. And I don't ever want to be that person again. And so for me, gratitude flows every time I talk. I still cry. Every time I sing worship songs, I can't even finish songs because I start crying, because I'm so thankful for what he's done in my life. I can experience joy, and I can look at his creation. I can look at the people that he loves, and I can cling to those things that truly bring that joy in my heart. And I've been able to live this life with bold faith and just knowing that whatever trial comes my way, there's purpose for it. Being able to look at the hard things in your life and seek out God's purpose in them, that is the point. That is true maturity in Christ, when you're trusting that much, that it doesn't matter what happens, you know and you trust that God will use that for his good and for your good. And I just feel as though there's so much more I could say about it, but it's so hard to put into words as well, just feeling that and knowing that there are ups and downs of life. There are seasons. There will be hard times. There will be good times. Everything is all in God's hands, and trusting him enough to know that and accept that there's nothing that I can do, because I've proved that to myself long ago. It doesn't matter how smart I am, how strong I am, how pretty I am, how skinny I am, how anything. This is all in God's hands, and it is all up to him. And I'm truly thankful for that, because I did not do a good job of it before, and I know that he can and he will. So it just gives me this newfound purpose to just seek life out and seek the joy and just hold on to that and to spread that and to show people and tell them how wonderful it is when Christ runs your life, not when you run your life, because there's nothing you can do that he can't do a million times better and that he will. And so I just think it's important to truly understand that this is not about us. Your life is not about you. Your relationships are not about you. Your job is not about you. Your education is not about you. This is all about glorifying and honoring Christ, who made all of this possible. And you're not going to experience that many times until you're brought low. And if it takes 100 times to bring me low to keep me reminded that he is in control, then bring it on. I welcome it. I welcome the hard times. I welcome the trials. I welcome the backlash and the scorn that I receive, because he will use it for his good. And his good is all that I want to show. And that's all that I want to live in a way that glorifies him.